to Fade Area Community Theater
Mystery Show.
I am Joshua Kirby, your host here tonight with our fellow director of programming at KPIPLP, Miss
Patricia Bishop.
And I've got over here on the bass, of course,
Tommy G.
And our special guest tonight, we've got David.
David Holman, right here, editor. All-around celebrity, my fame extends all the way across the street.
Oh! Wow.
So you're the guy.
I can't hear about this guy that's across the street.
Well, does anybody have a rubber band? Maybe stretch it out a little bit.
What about that guitar string?
Oh, that'll work. There, I got plenty of them.
Across the street. There.
Yeah.
Editing. How long have you been editing, Dave?
7 months. Well, 7 months is radio, and about 40 years in film.
Oh,
wow.
So I know what I'm doing.
Yes, he does. I have to agree. 24/7.
So I watched one of your films. I don't remember the title. What was the title of the one that we were watching the other day?
What was the subject?
That was the one about the gunslingers and the
Oh, the snippet from the killing of Sam Boggs.
Yeah.
2005.
That was really wild.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
A nightmare.
No.
Why do you say that?
Because this was a shoot 'em up group, and they knew how to do skits, and they wanted to do a promotional movie, but it eventually evolved into a full-length feature, and they didn't understand how that works, you know, the patch quilt method. And so midway through, they lost interest. But I still had to follow through, so I improvised. I played three characters, I think. And it was extremely educational, let's just put it that way.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is like the Eddie Murphy, you know, everybody sitting at the table and you're like sitting at the table and you're being grandma and grandpa and Eddie and,
the
you know, the
David
clumps.
David Holman plays the clumps.
He's clumping out, you know. Hey, I'll be this, I'll be that. I mean, I've always thought about, you know.
Yeah, I played twins.
Oh, well, yeah.
There you, and I had a conversation with myself.
Okay.
That's talent.
What's that?
Were you tortured? Was your character tortured psychologically? Or
you saw him. He wore real long hair and he had occluded eyes, which we did digitally.
He was mad. He was mad about something.
Yeah, he was bad. He was mad because he was born.
No.
He didn't like being alive.
Okay.
And then the Civil War blew his eyes out.
That's no fun.
So that's
wow.
That's why he had a
now you had to do a great job because just the snippet that I watched, I only saw you once.
Yeah, I was one of that. Yeah, the guy with the long hair. Yeah, that was Caleb, which was really funny because he's supposed to be blind.
Wow.
But not really. Actually, he wasn't blind. He just couldn't see very well. Mm. It was next to impossible for him to pour a drink.
Was that metaphorically he was blind?
Yeah. He was blind in so many areas. You had to infer.
He was the Western Tiresias.
Yeah.
Right. Reminds me of a song. Blinded by the light. Okay, anyway.
In his case, it was the light, all right, of a black powder.
Is that allowed?
Say that again, David.
Yeah, it was light, all right. It was black powder.
Black powder.
He got blown up.
He got blowed up.
Yeah.
He wouldn't like Fridays where Tiny got knocked the blank out. You know, he got knocked the blank out. Anybody that's seen Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny, the big guy.
That reminds me, though. I was at a reenactment. I was in a reenactment about 2 or 3 months ago. No, it was probably in November.
Civil War?
November. Civil War.
Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri Irish Brigade. Huh? I was in the Missouri Irish Brigade as the Union soldier.
Hmm.
And it was so much fun. I just a buddy of mine, he goes there frequently. And I went out there. I had the rifle. He had all the get up for me, all the uniform and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate out of pots and everything. And we were going out there. And when we went out and did the battle, you know, we have the rifles, the powder. You know, you put the powder in. You don't, you know, use the packing thing. You don't use the thing. You just put the powder in and, you know, put your charge on and you raise up and you fire, right? Well, at the very end of the battle, okay, we're all about to stop everything and the reenactment's over and we're doing a clearing round. Everybody stands up, just the same thing, you know, everybody raises their weapon, fires, we all do that all at the same time across the line. We hear not just a regular gunpowder bang. Mm-hmm. We hear a boom. Like, what was that?
Exactly.
We all turn around, and I see out of the corner of my eye, this guy just goes limp and falls on his face.
Oh, no.
He had dropped his rifle in the mud and closed up the end of the barrel.
Oh, and it blew the barrel off completely.
Oh, wow.
He wasn't hurt. I think he had some hearing damage. And
probably scared.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty young guy, too. I think he was in his low 20s.
Right.
You know? So, wow.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Blessed.
I'd say we had a very similar accident during the making of The Killing of Sam Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a scene earlier in the film where the bad guy blows up this guy's cabin, and we built a cabin about the size of this table,
mm-hmm.
and we set up these charges, and the guy that was supposed to detonate them, one of them went off prematurely, and it blew up in his face, and that scared us so badly, we almost just gave up
just
the project.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if that was when people started losing interest.
Well, it was, they weren't there. We were filming the destruction of the cabin by ourselves.
Mm.
So luckily they weren't there to witness that.
They didn't hear
but
about
we had to rebuild the whole cabin.
Wow.
And the the gunfight scene at the end, the one that I posted, we used real bullets.
Mm. Well,
we didn't aim at each other, but we edited it and
to make the sound
it to make it look like
right.
No, the sounds were sound files because the microphone wouldn't pick up regular gunfire.
Well, I was going to say, you know, back in the day, if you can remember back as far as Vic Morrow, he actually had his head decapitated because of the helicopter that they were using came too low and clipped him. And yeah. So it's,
that was
yeah.
during the making of
Vic
Morrow. Yeah, it was making the Twilight Zone movie.
Mm-hmm.
That
he was supposed to be in a soldier in Vietnam or somebody who was rescuing these two children,
mm-hmm.
and the chopper got snagged on something, and it tipped over, and the blades killed both him and the kids.
Right.
Another accident like that, Brandon Lee in The Crow.
Yeah.
The movie.
How did he die? What happened?
Somebody put a real bullet
in the gun.
And this won't hurt me at all.
Bam.
And
done.
They had said, though, that even if it had been a blank, it would have killed him, because you don't do that with blanks.
Right.
They really put out some force.
Yes, they do have force. You know, safety in anything you do in this life should come first. And sometimes we have some what we call haters that do some things that they think are funny and they end up tragic. You know, and it's just sad. It's there's so many instances you hear about where someone just wants to play around, and then all of a sudden we have a tragedy, and it's so sad. It really is.
That's why we call it in the military, it's a negligent discharge.
Mm-hmm. A negligent discharge?
Negligent discharge.
Okay, well, here's what throws me off about the military. What in the world is friendly fire?
What is it?
Stupid.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay.
Friendly. It's friendly fire.
It's not very friendly.
It's not very friendly. That's exactly what I'm getting at.
Not exactly. Like military tonics.
Yeah, just fraught with irony.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Well, how do we get off on this tragic
we were talking about films,
because this is the Faulknerian stream of consciousness way of conversing.
And it's called
in a room with highly creative people.
And it's called
going to get that. It's
mystery. Mystery show.
Mystery
show.
Mystery why it happens.
That's
mystery.
Why.
What kind of tangent are we going to take? Okay. Well,
right.
on that note, we can get back to what we're really trying to talk about is what other films have you done, David?
Awesome.
Yes, by all means, let's talk about me.
Yeah, well, he swung it right back in there. I mean, okay.
Are on YouTube. I've done a lot of clay animation, a lot of special effects, little science fiction movies. I made a short horror film once called Box. Awful.
And is that like the 2D version of Cube?
Yeah. It's 2D.
In which
we really went high tech on this.
Twins, one torturing the other.
Whoa.
And
the torturing twins.
Yeah, my favorite one, and it's on there, is The Ancient Astronaut, The Director's Cut.
Hmm.
Just type that in. It's a claymation film, and it's rather lavishly done. It's about 20 minutes long. It took me about a year.
Okay, you people, you hear that? You can actually look at some of David Holman's work. And I mean, I'm going to tell you, I am so pleased with this gentleman here. He helped me with editing my thesis, and I'm like giving him props right here on National Radio, KPIP, low power right here in Fayette, Missouri. And of course, we have this mystery show going. And
this Sniffles the Mouse beats Daffy Duck.
Hey, right. Mystery, something like that.
Well, you better plug his YouTube channel.
Yes, how about that, David? I'm gonna let you go ahead and plug your YouTube
channel. My YouTube channel is simply MARV, capital letters, MARV, Marv.
As in marvelous.
And the logo, there's more than one Marv, I found out. So the logo is a round eye, a computer eye.
Okay.
And that's how you can distinguish me from the other Marvs.
Because there's a lot of Marvs out there.
Yeah.
Marvelous and Marvorette and Marvely and Marva Me. I'm just kidding.
Marva You.
Yeah, Marva You. That was the name
Comics?
Of a computer.
Marvel Comics, so that worked. But anyway, it's marvelous.
It's marvelous because it's a mystery show.
So what, are you a connoisseur of claymation, other claymation type stuff?
Oh, I love it all. Stop motion animation. I don't know who, if you've heard of the name Ray Harryhausen. He was the one back in the 50s and 60s that broke ground. And wind, too, I'm sure. But he was the guy that did these astonishing animations, like in Jason and the Argonauts.
Jason, I remember that.
Yeah, the skeleton warrior scene at the end of that. One man did that. One man. Not a crew of computer wizards. One guy.
Wow.
It took him 6 months to do what was basically a 4-minute segment.
Well, let me ask you this. Remember Gumby? Gumby!
Yeah.
And Pokey.
Yeah.
Gumby and Pokey.
Yeah.
Pokey and Gumby. Gumby and Pokey. Anyway, what I was getting at, though, that is claymation, right?
But yeah, stop motion animation.
Okay, that's stop motion animation.
Mr. Bumpy. Mr. Bumpy. Oh, you know that one?
Yeah, I remember Mr. Bumpy. Yeah.
Wallace and Gromit.
Oh,
yeah, that's stop motion animation.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, there's a lot of creativity in life, and I'm going to say on an advanced note, as I'm a very creative person, and I've got a few irons in the fire, and as soon as they get ironed out, there's a possibility. There's some good possibilities for K-Pip and myself, and of course, I just want to say to David, I really appreciate him. He's really, really very advanced and a very smart person.
All of that is true.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I don't have to lie to kick it.
I can totally admit that.
And ladies, he's single.
Oh, there you go, ladies. There you go. You want somebody?
Single ladies.
Single ladies. Single. We're going to keep you with the ladies, brother.
I always say Bent needs a jazz club.
Hmm.
I don't have a jazz club.
We don't have a jazz club in Fayette.
We're
the closest thing right here.
Here's the jazz right here.
I was sure there was some kind of a CMU alumni jazz band or something like that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but there's no club where you can go
and enjoy the
music and have a glass of wine and play
game of
jazz.
Oh, that's
right.
Ah, I thought you meant like a book club or something.
Show up. A little nightlife.
No, something with low lights and lots of smoke. And guys sitting around with sunglasses and berets, looking depressed and miserable, reciting hideous poetry, and listening to some slob up there with a guitar singing Muddy Waters.
That's a blues club.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Okay.
What were they called?
Hey,
during Prohibition, what were the bars called?
Speakeasy. Well, you know, you think about a lot of different things in life and think about just off the cuff, you know, bootleg? Okay.
Where did the term bootleg come from?
Oh, I know what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
in the Prohibition, the alcohol was hidden in the boot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then that way we could make some sales, but nobody knows because we're pulling it out of the boot. But there's so many different little things as far as... you know, you know, that mean something else and the same thing. I'm trying to pull one out right now, and guess what? I'm having a rough time, and I'm not going to even try that anymore because I'm going to open it up to back to David here. Now, you have been editing for a substantial quite a time, and when we were working together, we had a few glitches, I would say technology glitches, but we overcame them because of course, working out with the experience at the same time and then trying something different until we got what we wanted. And that's what it is about in this world right now. You just got to keep plugging to get what you want.
It's important to realize, and this episode right here is one of them, that creative projects basically tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. You may have a basic format or a theme, but as you go along, you realize that what you thought you were going to do isn't going to work. The project tells you what's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's delightful because you end up with stuff that you didn't expect. And you go, wow, I did that?
Right.
Cool. That's not what I envisioned.
And it's a learning curve, too. I mean, you just sitting with you and watching you say, okay, oh, no. Okay, oh, no. Okay, oh, no. Okay. And I'm like, oh, no. Okay. Then I start saying, oh, no. And he says, well, okay. And I'm like, yeah, we're both there.
I had to tell him to go away.
Get out of here.
Go. I've got to focus on this to solve this problem because it wouldn't save the project. It would go halfway and then it would crash.
What turned out to be the issue?
The issue I found out was that I had the wrong settings. It's called rendering, and that basically means when it compiles all of those audio and visual files into one single finished file. In film parlance, it's called rendering. And I had too much information in there. I mean, I don't think it's an exaggeration. I think we may have had as many as 100 pictures and videos.
Oh, yeah, easily.
In addition to the audio file.
Right.
So I had to do a little research to find out that I needed to do a slower rendering because what I had on the setting was too fast and it couldn't handle it. Mm-hmm. That solved the problem. So that was very educational.
Very.
Boy. Yeah.
Well,
Tom, go away.
I do like to say that this is educational radio for a reason.
Absolutely. In the hard way.
Everyone is always learning.
Absolutely. That's what it never ends. It never ends.
Radio of hard knocks.
Knocking! Making the mystery show with knocking!
Mystery
knocks.
Mystery knocks. Yeah, that's what we're learning. Mystery knocks. I like that.
Tommy, did you know 5 out of 6 people agree that Russian roulette is safe?
Ooh. No, I didn't know that. I did not know that. Yeah. That was probably.
Well, there we go. That's just funny right there.
Well, I'll tell you what. Give me another one. Give me another one.
What? Do you know how Albus gets into Hogwarts?
Mm-mm.
Through the Dumbledore.
Oh, okay. Dumbledores.
You know how Christmas is like your job?
How's that?
You do all the work and the fat guy in the suit gets all the credit.
There you go. Yep.
That's a bleak outlook. But oh so true. Oh,
very,
so
very.
So true.
Very true. Very true.
What about future projects, David? What are you looking at right now? You got any films in the mind going?
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's the teaser.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. Here is a key to success. Don't tell people what you're going to do. Show them what you've done.
Exactly.
Because it's the whole different ball of wax. Because if I say, I'm going to make a movie that's going to emulate the style of the 1950s, you know, the old giant bug movies and all that kind of stuff. If I say that to you, what is your frame of reference? You know, you may not know what I'm talking about, or you may have some vague memory about it, maybe negative, and you go, oh, okay. But if I do it and then I show it to you, it's a whole different experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yes, I have a project. And when I'm done, you're all invited for a free showing. All
right.
Yay, party.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you need any actors or actresses or anything like that?
If you're a puppet.
Oh, well, I can act like a puppet. Yeah,
this is going to be another...
Oh, Clay, you're...
Yeah, another animated.
But you might need voices.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Can you imitate a dinosaur?
What kind?
Manipulate that a little.
Well, yeah, we can make you a dinosaur. That's no problem. We can make you a cosaurosaur, a dogosaur, or some rabbitosaur. A dentist's favorite dinosaur. Yeah. You got me.
A Flossoraptor.
Oh, Flossoraptor. Well, can you imagine pulling one of those to your teeth?
Oh, no. It's a Flosser! A Flossoraptor! On the mystery show!
My pills.
Right.
Too much.
This is too much.
Too sweet on that, too.
But let me tell you this, people. We, as, why don't we say, our everyday job, and to me, this is my everyday job, is using this big thing called a mouth and expressing how I feel doing things here at KPIP, because I feel at home. I really do. I've always told Pat and John that when I come over here, I always feel welcome. I never feel like I'm intimidated. Things go work. We do things and we get things done. And of course, with this improv radio, you think I'm practicing? We're not practicing. We just come and do it. We just do what we do. We're devoted to it, and we're going to keep this going as long as we can. Mm-hmm. And so we've even thought about ways of even doing a podcast if we have to be. I might even end up in somewhere like maybe the Caribbean and something, and I have to make a call, and we could do the radio show on the phone and
get our time.
It will still make our time work. Yeah, we'll make our time work.
People do Skype talk shows.
Skype shows, exactly. But you know, technology is a lovely, beautiful thing, and
when it works.
When it works, that's very true. Because we,
I like to think of it as when it cooperates.
Cooperate. That's a better word, Pat. I like that.
It implies that they're alive.
Yes.
Well, we programmed them, so they're practically human.
Yeah. Right. Okay, that works.
Exactly. But if we are looking for volunteers. If anybody out there wants to come out,
yes,
and jump on the mystery show, or I don't know, come sing a song.
Just let us know.
And what you're hearing right now is how we are.
Exactly.
We're laid back.
We're pretty chill.
We expect a little bit of commitment, but to beyond that, we're not critical, we're not harsh, we're not cold, we're all creative and goofy.
And we won't have a 40 calibers aiming at the back of your head, okay?
That's all done by sound effects. You may think we're serious, but we're not.
We're very serious at being not serious.
We are very, very happy with what we do. And we want to let you know, at this community radio station, we are for you. And notice, if you want to utilize us, there is a number. Pat, could you give the number of KPIP Radio?
660-728-5060.
Okay. Mystery show.
See, it's an opportunity to be creative.
Very, very. And you know what? Creativity is so fun. And then if you can let it loose, I mean, without getting hurt.
Well, you know, I have to tell you guys, somebody allowed me to interview them. Mm-hmm. And my big question is, I want to hear it from your mouth. What is art? And he said, no, that's the wrong question. That's the wrong question.
Okay.
And he said, I forget how he put it
what
exactly.
What isn't art?
No, he said the most important thing is to be courageous. And I think what I hear you talking about tonight is, I mean, it takes a certain amount of courage to do what you're doing, to do what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And there are some very creative people, but they are blocked up because they are afraid
to open up.
To open up, or they're nervous. And I think that's why art is so powerful.
True.
I think we talked about this with Bridget one night and about the courage it takes to perform on stage. Mm-hmm. And most people are intimidated by the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I know, because I was intimidated by the microphone. Mm-hmm. But and so I worked through it.
Right.
And now I'm very comfortable talking. And so when I see people, as soon as they see the microphone, the recorder, they clam up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because the microphone doesn't, it stares at you. It just says, just make a mistake, because it's alive. It's alive.
It's alive. It's a mystery show. It's alive.
Well,
but guess
what? It's unforgiving.
I can edit out anything you have to say.
Exactamundo.
That sounded pretty
so
daunting.
I have the ultimate power.
I have the knowledge to vacate the premises. Only sometimes.
Only in the mind.
In the mind, yes. I vacated for a minute.
Art.
Let me ask you something, though, people. If you're not laughing your head off right now, if you're not, then okay, change your radio dial. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
do
that.
Or do
your
this.
Off,
do this instead. If you really are not laughing right now, come in and make us laugh.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
We'll challenge that.
That's right.
Why don't we take that? We'll take it as a challenge.
That's a challenge.
These guys are here 3 weeks, or we're going to change things up
every other week.
We're going to do 2 weeks out of the month to give people to recover and recuperate and tend to their personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to say the second and fourth Fridays of every month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
5:30 to whenever. The Fayette Area Community Theater Mystery Show Troupe, Improv Troupe, is here.
Okay, that sounds great.
And that deep commitment to the project is what community radio is all about.
That's a major, major. I did a podcast concerning some things here at KPIP Radio. And, of course, we have volunteers that are just phenomenal. I mean, these people live here in the city of Fayette. And why, you know, you look at the question is, everything's not about money. But guess what? You need money to survive. I'm going to give a plug now for the actual radio station's yard sale. Now, there's a lot
there
of good, great things that you can come by and take a look at. And,
very cool things.
And a lot of good stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that will help if you purchase something from here. Will help this radio station stay alive, and we're not trying to pay people. We are trying to at least make sure that the radio station's on a 24-hour format. Mm-hmm. And of course, it takes a lot of things to do so. And I really commend Mr. Tinker and Mrs. Fisher what they do for this community. And you should, as a community, back this radio station.
Yep.
And back me, back Josh, back David, and everybody else that works here or has something to do with it.
That's awfully nice of you, Tom.
While we're on plugs, though, check out Godspell Jr. this summer,
that's
July 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
All right.
Auditions are here tomorrow, starting
Godspell
at
Jr.?
Well,
Godspell. I remember Godspell.
Godspell Jr. They took the script and scaled it down for children.
Oh, okay.
So it's a fun way for kids to do the same kind of script.
Yeah.
So it should be pretty exciting. Yeah. And Hillary Myers is going to audition.
Yeah, she's directing.
Here.
And,
she's directing?
Right here, yeah. Mm-hmm. May 13th, right?
Yeah, mañana. Yeah.
In La Manana.
Wow.
Or La Manana.
So while you're waiting to audition, you can shop at the yard sale.
That's right.
Go shopping at the yard sale.
We set up our tables and
right.
We've got some really cool things down there.
But that's it for us today on the Fayette Area Community Theater Mystery Show. Of course, we had our special guest here,
Dave Holman.
And we also had
Tommy G.
And of course, we had the director of program, KPIP,
Patricia Fisher.
And myself, Joshua Kirby. Bidding you a good night.